Okay, as a real supporter of the free and open internet, I have to comment on the Craigslist issues that are taking place now. If you haven't heard, if your head's been in the sand somewhere, there's been a lot of controversy over Craigslist's personal ads section. I have to admit, I've never seen the section, so I'm not commenting based on what I saw there, but I understand it's been taken down. And what's happening in a nutshell is politicians in Washington, D.C. are grandstanding and trying to get generate political capital by attacking Craigslist and saying that, there's all this pornography on there and slave trafficking and all these things taking place on Craigslist, and so it's a terrible place and we got to shut it down. And I have a whole different take on this. Craigslist, in my opinion, is sort of like a community bulletin board where people would go and put their business card up on there, or people would go and put an ad on there, and then other people could go and see it. And it started out, it was a very open platform where anybody could join in and place ads in different sections, and everything was free. It was all done as really as a community service by Craig Newmark, the gentleman that founded it, and it just to help people out, to have a place where you could exchange information, where you could sell things like an online classifieds, for example, where you could sell your car or rent your house or whatever, all free. It took off. It was tremendously successful. It really attacked the old business models of newspapers, for example, who made a lot of their money on classified advertising. So it was a very disruptive thing, and disruptive, in my opinion, in a good way, because it empowered people to deal directly with each other, to place ads and buy and sell things and interact and so forth. Then, of course, they had this personal section where some bad guys, very small percentage of users, of course, which is always the case, go on there and abuse the system by putting inappropriate ads and conducting themselves in inappropriate ways. My take on this is the last thing that the police and authorities and so forth should want to do is shut this down, because this gives them a convenient place where they can go and find these people. Isn't it better for the police to know where these things are taking place and be able to go there and deal with it? I mean, it's not Craigslist's job to police this sort of thing. That's a job of the police. If somebody's doing something illegal, whether it be on Main Street USA or whether it be on Craigslist, the police should be able to go there and hang out as well and deal with those that are doing things that are illegal. So to me, this is very, very cut and dry. It's just a situation where the police should go there, and if inappropriate things are happening, deal with it. That's their job. The job of the politicians and the government we have and so forth is not to attack and shut down legal businesses that are doing legal transactions and so forth. It's to go after the people that are doing things that are illegal. So if somebody is hanging out on Craigslist and doing things that are illegal, then the police should deal with it. Craigslist has always cooperated with the authorities and always been willing to cooperate with the authorities on any kind of investigations or anything like this. So, it just what irks me is when you have this political grandstanding where a lot of these people don't know anything about the internet. They're ignorant. They're supporting old technologies, old media are the ones that are giving them a bunch of money for them to win their reelection campaign. So anytime they can attack new media, attack something that's new and efficient and effective, which is what these government bureaucrats are not, then they instinctively attack it. Instead of saying, hey, this is a great thing, let's support this, let's work with these people, and if somebody's there doing something inappropriate, doing the wrong thing, let's deal with them. If somebody's there abusing children or abusing women or whatever, put them under the jail. I agree with that. Lock them up. Arrest them. Lock them up. Put them under the jail. But don't attack the vast majority of users of Craigslist who are using it for appropriate things and legal activities and so forth. Don't attack them. Support them. Help them. Attack the bad guys. So that's my 2 cents worth on Craigslist, and I hope that those of you that enjoy freedoms in the United States will chime in as well.